This is Day to Day. It's hard to resist a nice uniform. I'm Robert Smith.
Or a nice badge. I'm Madeline Brand. Turns out all sorts of people who shouldn't have badges are flashing them. We'll have that story coming up. First, though, police departments across the country are finding it hard to find qualified people to wear their badges as baby boomers are retiring. In California, the Anaheim police have a long-range plan to fill the ranks. As Deborah Baer of member station KPCC reports, it's a really long-range plan.
Attent. Huh. Parade. Rest.
Pause. It's Monday afternoon, and 40 elementary school kids are learning how to take orders from Anaheim police officer Amador Nunez. They're his new class of junior cadets. The fresh recruits are awkwardly stumbling through the drill, looking a little terrified and more than a little bewildered.
When you address me, you will pop to attention and answer my question. Do you understand, young lady? Pop to attention and answer my question.
Junior Cadets is a sort of police boot camp for 7 to 12-year-olds, a collaboration between police and the local school district. It's the brainchild of Officer Nunez, who's hoping some of these kids will grow up to be cops, and at the very least, grow up to become law-abiding citizens. For decades, police and sheriffs have exposed teenagers to law enforcement careers through a program called Explorers. But Nunez says these days, you have to start them younger.
I'd ask kids, okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? And a lot of them would raise their hand and say, I want to be a police officer, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a teacher, whatever it is. I said, okay. By the time they got to high school, kids are going to change, get in trouble. They get in trouble, you can't be an explorer. You can't even be a cop.
Children are referred by their school or parents, some because of good grades and leadership potential, others because they're shy and need confidence, but most because they're getting in trouble at school and not listening to their parents. Ruben is 11 years old.
My parents think it's good because I got in trouble many times, and my mom gets mad when I get in trouble or I disrespect her, so she said I deserve going to junior cadets.
The fifth grader says he thinks he wants to be a cop.
I want to stop crying for all of the people. I want to get justice and to give good examples for kids.
Catherine Fonseca put her 9-year-old daughter, Heaven, in the program.
As cute as she looks, she has a temper. It has to be her way or no way.
Heaven says she's learned to stop throwing tantrums.
So you have to respect others and keep your hands to yourself and stop doing your tantrums.
People say, well, this is only an 8-year-old, 9-year-old child. I know a lot of 9-year-old children that run their household. Now, if this kid runs his household, he's going to go out when he's 10, 11, 12, 13. He's going to run the neighborhood. We just lost that kid.
Are you supposed to be looking at me while I talk, or are you supposed to be looking straight ahead? I can't hear you.
Straight ahead!
That's discipline. Get your eyeballs off me.
In addition to the quasi-military drills, the weekly after-school program emphasizes physical education and team sports. The kids learn a little about the law, police chain of command, and the history of their city. They begin with 30 minutes of homework. The older explorers help as tutors.
16. Yeah, 16, right. You get enough?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you don't got any homework left? You got more homework or not?
Yes.
That yelling and screaming in the background is coming from outside, where two cadets are being given what's called a motivation, an in-your-face drill sergeant encounter with explorers who order up to 100 push-ups or other exercises as punishment for misbehavior.
Look straight! Look straight! Stay at attention, Juan! Stop moving! Give me the answer right now.
Juan is running laps for beating up his sisters and not minding his mom. The other boy is in trouble for hitting his mother. He's on his back on the asphalt, struggling to do leg lifts.
The
motivators aren't allowed to touch the cadets, says Nunez, who adds that the explorers go through specialized training to know how far to go.
In the wrong hands, it can be abused, and that's one of the main dangers of this type of treatment and this type of intervention.
Greg Barongolds is a family and forensic psychologist in Newport Beach. He's not affiliated with the program.
Somebody that is doing these types of behaviors, it's highly recommended that they go through an intensive screening to determine if they have any issues related to anger themselves, that they get the appropriate amount of training.
Nunez tells parents up front that if they don't want their children yelled at, junior cadets is not for them. About 15% of the parents pull their kids out, says Phyllis Reed with the Anaheim Elementary School District. Those who do stay in the program, she says, make noticeable improvements.
Dramatic turnarounds in attitude, behavior, academics.
There's no data yet on the long-term results. The school district is conducting its first full evaluation of the three-year-old program, which has trained about 500 children. At least four other city police departments are interested in starting their own programs, according to Officer Nunez.
Ready?
For NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer.
Front, cover. Who can tell me why we...